Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Boomer and Geo coming to you live from the Bill Ford Tough Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. It's a feel-good football Friday. The high today is going to be like 78, so don't listen to that doofus that tells you that it's high of 59 every single day. I don't understand what the point of that is. I mean, I know this is like inside radio stuff. And there's like a program director or someone would get mad at me for doing this, but I can't take it anymore. It's the same guy every day going, sunny, high of 59. It'd be a goddamn hurricane rolling through, and that dick would pop on and go, sunny, high of 59. Weather today.
Who is that guy?
I don't know.
What are they promoting?
Robert Half? I don't know. It's just one of those things where, like, how can we jam in another spot some weird way and get away with it? Weather today brought to you by sunny, high of 59.
What is Robert Half? Is it a law firm?
I believe it's a staffing company.
Staffing company. Okay.
Sunny, high of 59.
Well, don't staff the weather report. That's all.
I mean, yesterday even, I didn't hear it yesterday, but it ran yesterday, too, and it was like a high of 80. And yes, Briscona texts me and goes, sunny and a high of 59. What? And I said, yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know what to tell you. I mean, do you think that, because there's people, too, that, like, will hear that. And, like, we're a radio station. We do weather and traffic and things like that. So they'll hear that and be like, 59? What? I was like, maybe I'll grab a coat. I thought today was supposed to be 78. What's going on?
Is it sweater weather?
Is it sweat? Not today.
Yeah.
It's sweat weather, but not sweater weather.
And I just heard the one that runs in the 11 o'clock hour.
Yeah.
It's different, still incorrect, but different. Sunny 64.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, that means.
Well, maybe wherever that person is doing that from, it is 64.
I know it, but it's the same thing. It's this. It's sunny, high of 59 is the same one that runs every day.
Well, we had reported this issue when it was first happening.
Yeah.
And it did get fixed. And now it's back.
Sunny, high of 59. All right, thanks, man.
But you know what? If it was that every day for the rest of eternity, it's okay.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, we'd have some water issues, I think, at some point.
No, hush now.
I mean, it'd be...
Don't bring up that D word.
What, drought? Oh, that's right. The last time you brought up drought, he was all over.
Oh, that's right, you communist. Drought-believing hippie loser.
All right.
What are you in? Tim Walls out there drinking all the water.
Oh, that guy.
Is that what's going on?
That guy. You talking about
the loser.
The douche is loose. Hey, by the way, so if you are a Jet fan, you win the game, you wake up this morning, you feel a little bit better about your team, and you saw some spectacular plays.
Yeah.
By your quarterback, by your wide receivers, your defense was all over C.J. Stroud. So you probably wake up this morning feeling pretty good about yourself, and I'm sure the Jet team feels pretty good about itself as well. The question is now, moving forward, when the Jets play, they have to win. They can't lose. They don't have any room for error. But this weekend, when you're watching games and you see that Buffalo and Miami are playing this weekend, you know, my sense is that the Jets are not going to win the AFC East. So, right? So if they're going to make it.
Spidey sense?
Right. So if they're going to make it, they're going to have to make it via the wild card. So you got to look at these teams that they will be battling with, like the Bengals, the Chargers, possibly the Dolphins if they win today. I doubt the Patriots are going to be doing anything.
Hey, they're a second place football team right now.
Which is amazing. Which is amazing when you think about it.
Yeah. I mean, I know what you're saying. There's nothing wrong with what you're saying. I just think that the Jets at this point, the scoreboard watching stuff is futile until they get closer to 500, you know?
So the key is like the Denver Broncos, the Baltimore Ravens, The Chargers, the Colts, the Bengals. Like, the Jets now have went from, at least now at this point, because they played a game yesterday and we still have to wait for everybody else to play. They went from being 15th in the AFC to now they're 10th. You know, so, and that could change again. They could drop down again, depending on what happens to teams behind them and whether or not they win.
Isn't it incredible that I think Baltimore is, I won't maybe say a consensus, but a lot of people believe that that's the best team in football. Them and the Kansas City Chiefs, like, it's gone back and forth. And
Detroit.
Yeah, but the point being that they're in that conversation, but they're not even leading their division.
They have three losses, and they have quite possibly, and I have to look at it, I think they have the worst pass defense in the NFL. So that means by them adding Deontay Johnson from the Carolina Panthers, that they figure they're just going to have to outscore everybody.
Yeah.
That when they get it, when they get going, they're going to have to score 40 points because they're going to give up. They're going to give up 24 to 28 points every game because their pass defense is terrible.
Yeah, which is a fantasy football player's dream. Anytime that you play the got a Ravens in the game, you know they're going to score points. You know they're going to give up points. So that's a lot of fun to watch. But, yeah, I mean, you're not going to win a championship with a sieve defense like that. But we've seen defenses throughout the years, like the Chiefs, they're, you know, during a regular season, the defense will look terrible, and Spagnuolo will get them going in the playoffs, and they start changing some things around. The Bengals started to do that, even though they're still losing football games. They got off to a miserable start on the defensive side of the ball, started getting healthy. Now they're playing a little bit better defense.
But here's the game now. Like, you have the Chargers at the Browns. So the Chargers are playing the Browns at the worst time because they actually have a legitimate quarterback that can score points.
It's amazing that we're calling Jameis Winston a legitimate quarterback.
Well, compared to what they had. Yeah. And last year, you would have said the same thing about Joe Flacco for them late in the season.
I always have liked Jameis. It's just that he's sort of like he's a joke now. You know what I'm saying? Right. He's a punchline.
Here's another huge game for the Jets, and that would be Denver at Baltimore. That is another huge game because, you know, obviously one of those teams will lose. And you're talking about both of those teams that are in front of the Jets. Now, to me, I would think that you'd want Denver to lose just simply because you've already lost to them. So if you could try to get them to get another loss would be really key for them. And then after that, I guess you would have to say Indianapolis at Minnesota. You need Minnesota to win the game. And you were telling me earlier, like, Joe Flacco has to play now. This is the week.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's just, so this is, and I've said this before. I bet you every fan of every team feels this way, but I feel like I've got a lot of examples. It's like any guy who's a star on a team will get healthy for the Vikings game. And then last week, it was both Cooper Kupp and then a surprise Puka Nacua. Now, Puka Nacua is hurt again, so it's like he comes back. He plays. He goes for, I don't know what, like 11 catches and 130 yards and then gets hurt again and might not play this week. It's the same thing with Brian Urlacher back in the day. Like, Urlacher would have, like, a hamstring injury. He'd come back. He'd have 7 sacks, 2 picks, and 1 return for a touchdown. And then he'd hurt himself again and not play for the rest of the season. But then, now, of course, the week after, Anthony Richardson looks like he can't play the game of football. He's tapping out. He did something that has never been done in modern-day football, a quarterback asking out of a game because he was tired. Of course, they're going to go to Flacco, who has really just turned into a great story at his old age, playing it at a high level. He couldn't do it with the Jets, but with the Browns and what he's done so far and the times he's played with the Colts, looks great.
Yeah, so, you know, my thing about Anthony Richardson is that, you know, they're not dumping him like Trey Lance was dumped by San Francisco. They're going to bench him. They're going to sit there. He's going to watch. He's going to learn. I wouldn't doubt that the team leadership council, you know, every team has a leadership council.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if those guys got together and went to the coach and said, hey, what are we doing here? You know, this kid is not ready yet. He's made some good throws. He's a terrific athlete, but he's just not ready yet. And everybody can see it. So they want Joe Flacco to go in there and to stabilize the whole thing. And, you know, hopefully he does. But, you know, that's a huge game from a Jet perspective. So, you know, wherever you see, like, the Indianapolis, the Chargers, the Bengals, you want those teams losing. And by the way, Pittsburgh and San Francisco are the teams on the bye this week.
Yep. My man T.J. Hockenson coming back, though, from his big ACL. So Sunday night coming back. Been a long time since you'd seen him. So keep an eye on that. part of the game. Let's go to Ken and Wayne. What's going on, Ken?
Hey, what's going on, guys? I was just wondering if you guys thought that Garrett Wilson, did you think he maintained control all the way to the ground? Because it looked like that ball was bobbling, and it might have even hit the ground. I don't know if you get any better angles.
You know what? I thought he caught the ball. There's no question about it. I definitely thought he caught the ball. I'm still flummoxed. I'm flummoxed over the fact that they somehow overturned. Yeah, I am flummoxed. It's amazing. I don't usually get flummoxed, but in this case, I was flummoxed last night when they gave him the touchdown.
Yeah, I mean, to me, I saw what I needed to see according to the rules. I mean, we did a whole thing on this on the you can go back on the Odyssey app during the open if you'd like.
Onto the ball. I thought he held on to the ball.
Yeah, no, he held on to the ball. As we're watching, you're watching this happen?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't think that was an issue about holding on to the ball. So, yeah, it was an unbelievable catch. They called it a touchdown.
You compare that to George Pickens, whose right foot hit the ground twice, but his left foot didn't.
I'm not doing this again. I'm not doing it again.
And then when you go back to that Giant game and you see the Giant punter get run into.
Well, that's a different story. That's a totally missed call.
The same thing happened.
That's a totally missed call, and it's a bad call. But what the rules clearly state why one was not a touchdown and why one was a touchdown with the Garrett Wilson, George Pickens thing.
So, and I know one butt cheek equals 2 feet, right?
Anything but a hand.
So an elbow.
Mm-hmm.
One elbow equals 2 feet.
Yep. Anything but a hand.
What do you mean, anything but a hand?
Forearm counts. Anything but a hand going down to the ground.
Oh, so in other words, like if he came down with it and the hand hit in and then fell out of bounds, that wouldn't count.
If he didn't get anything else on the ground.
But he'd have to get his elbow down.
Could get his elbow down.
So the elbow counts, but the hand doesn't.
Right.
And then, like I said, where does the shin start? Like, it starts, like, right here.
You're 63 years old. You don't know where the shin is?
I just want you to tell me.
I know where it is. It's right. We did the whole thing before.
Here's the shin.
Bottom of the knee.
Here's the shin.
To the top of the ankle.
Here's my shin.
Bottom of the knee to the top of the ankle.
See my shin?
Yeah. I got it. I see it. Yeah. Mm. He got it down.
Okay.
He did. It's clear. It went back. They reviewed it. It's clear. And shin equals 2 feet as well. So is a hip. So is a butt cheek. I mean,
nobody was in there going, you know, listen, that's a great catch. Give it to him. We need it.
You think that that stuff happens?
No.
You think that they're rigging these calls for highlight purposes?
Of course I don't.
Well, I mean, that's what you're implying. You've been going on and on about it. I just think that it was the right call. The right call. The Pickens thing was the right call. This was the right call.
You are a huge football fan. You love the sport. You watch the sport. Were you shocked that they gave him that catch?
I was surprised because they didn't call it a catch on the field and they came back and reversed it. And then I said, wow, they really saw something. And then that video here of CBS Sports Network confirms it, that where his shin hit. So now I'm not surprised at all because it's you see it. It's clear. That's all. I mean, in Pickens, you keep talking about he's got two of the same foot does not count. And it just doesn't. I mean, I know it's kind of a freakish thing, but like if you're hopping up and down on one leg, you know, or you're standing there like a flamingo, it doesn't count. You got to get something else in. And he didn't. Okay. And now you got the shin here.
Okay.
So, Chris in New Orleans. What's going on, Chris?
Hey, guys, I watch every day. I actually met Boomer at a Gulf Coast event down here with Brett Favre. Regardless, I'm shocked at Boomer's take on this. I heard him this morning. I cannot believe that he doesn't see this. Think of it as the leg versus the foot. The leg would begin at that ankle bone down there, right where the ball sticks out, all the way up. So if any part of the body from that ankle bone up hits the ground, it's a catch. Okay, the feet is the only thing that has to be two. You don't need two pinkies or two anything else.
Two penises.
Anything else is you're in. That's it. It's simple. I'm blown away.
All right, hold on,
a great
Chris,
quarterback like Boomer Chris, didn't get that. I'm shocked.
I know, Chris, let me ask you this question.
Okay.
Can it just be part of the shin, or does it have to be the whole shin?
Any part of the body, Boomer.
Okay.
Above that, any part of the body above that ankle bone is, hits the ground, it is a catch. That, it's that simple.
All right, but it has to be, it could be part of the shin. Like three quarters of the shin you're in.
Any part of it. One, you know, one, yeah, one hair on your leg, I guess, would count.
One hair would count. I mean, the point that I'm making this morning, Chris, is that the whole thing is just insanely ridiculous.
But Boomer, it's simple. This is crazy. You are a great quarterback. How can you not see? It's any part of the body: the knee, the butt,
vagina,
the stomach. Anything hits other than the feet, right? The feet or the hands.
Yes. I know. I was happy that it was called a touchdown because I wanted Garrett Wilson to get credit for that great, unbelievable catch. I wanted to see that, yes, but I think we have to discuss these things so the fans have things to think about and look at, and maybe I frustrate you in that regard, but I have to say, that was very, I didn't realize it was just part of the shin. I thought it had to be the whole shin and nothing but the shin.
Well, does it have to be the whole butt, Boomer? Gio is so right on this, it's not even funny.
Yeah.
I mean, this is crazy. Any, like, the same thing, the wrist bone, if that hits, you're in.
So the wrist bone is not part of the hand. It's separate.
Right. That's right. That's
so
correct.
In other words, if a guy's hand is flat and it's only the hand that touches, that's no good.
Right.
But
right.
if his wrist touch,
yeah,
that's okay.
Yeah, if it does that,
right.
His hand's not down, yeah.
That's
yeah,
right.
I mean, thanks, Chris. But I guess this would make me feel better about this whole thing. Your issue isn't whether or not the right calls were made. Your issue is, I'm hoping you're going to say yes to this. Your issue is that the rules are too confusing and they don't make sense. Is that right?
Yeah. I mean, like, I'm just trying to put myself in a Texans fan's body. And thinking that I'm watching this last night, and I'm going, that's a touchdown? I've seen worse that were called, you know, obviously.
But when you say worse, does it fit within the rules of the game?
I'm telling you, the rules of this game, our game, the game we love, the game I played, the game that gave me so much, basically, is they're very, very confusing. I guess they're not if you know, and I'm sure Gene Steratore probably would agree with this. They all probably agreed with this. But, I mean, it was a very, 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 very close call to the point where they had to review it.
Stop talking.
So actually the question I asked was, you're not. It's that you're actually still on the other side of the thing that's making me crazy with this.
I was glad that it was a touchdown. Like I told you, I'm a quarterback, so I mm-hmm. want that to be touchdowns.
Yeah, this is a tough one. Like I say, if people want to go back, I fought harder in the 6 o'clock hour, and now I'm just like, I can't. There's nothing else I can do. Like this is like Sabrina telling me that the sky is purple, and I'm like, no, it's not. It's actually blue. No, it's purple. No, it's blue. It's not purple. It's blue. And going back and forth and back and forth, I'm like, you know what? She's 6 years old. There's nothing I can do about this. Like she's not. This is why am I sitting here and arguing with this? It's kind of the way I feel about this argument.
Okay, well, right I'm now. Not trying to argue with you. I'm
it's just... like when he comes in here and talks politics,
and then he just
yes, that's right. The slimy liberal scum. That's right.
It's getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
The Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Feel Good Football Friday on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Another pair of Giants Commanders tickets coming up this hour, so stay tuned for that. Get to see Jaden Daniels in person, which is something that is very exciting, as he has been lighting the NFL on fire since the beginning of the year. Jerry is back with another update. Then we have our picks after that. What's going on, Jerry?
We are brought to you by Hard Rock Bet. Download the Hard Rock Bet app and roll with us. We're also brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. It's the play everybody's talking about. Jets beat the Texans last night, 21-13.
Rodgers in the pocket. He's going to throw. Left side. Looking. End zone.
No way.
What a grab. Garrett Wilson. It's incomplete. completes. Kamari Lassiter in coverage.
I don't care about the shin, the knee, the foot. The fact that he caught that ball is remarkable.
Yeah.
That was Ian Eagle on Westwood
just
One.
Just so you know, I do have support from the staff. It's just that the staff seems to be a little bit buttoned up in there and doesn't really want to get involved in this argument or discussion.
I know Al had the wrong take about it earlier. And if he's sticking to it, that's his own fault.
It's just that the shin and the foot seem like the same appendage.
What? That's the take?
Correct.
Isn't it when the foot bone's connected to the shin bone, the shin bone's not connected the to same the appendage. Knee. It's not the same.
Is the hand and your forearm the same appendage?
Sort of.
All right, that's a
but
level
they don't because they hinge.
I just when I was having this discussion with Jerry this morning, I thought it had to be a knee or a elbow. I didn't know a shin was in the language.
Yeah, I mean,
I didn't know that either.
It's anything but the hand.
Eddie felt the same way too. By the way,
I just thought he was out of bounds. That it was a simultaneous contact and
of knee and shin.
Yeah.
So when you see the space there with his knee not touching the ground, what do you think about that?
How has that happened? I just try to do this.
So right here, Eddie, you watching? So when they stop it there, is that simultaneous to you?
I have to see the angle from the other side.
No. Right here, you see it? There's space in between there. You know the colors white and black?
Yeah, no.
You see that?
You're not getting it from this side.
What are you talking? How could... What are you getting it from what side? There's
the other,
space
the other,
in between.
The
so
angle.
The other side is going to be simultaneous?
Yeah.
How? It's the same leg. How could it be simultaneous on one side and not on the other?
And what I think is like this is the lower part of the shin, not the upper part of the shin.
I mean, did all of you guys become, like, did you all go for like a team lobotomy or something in the last day or so? This is insane.
Don't get so mad.
This is so insane that you guys don't understand this. I can't, like, I'm like a little worried. Like, I'm a little concerned about the
aptitude. I will say that, like, you know, like when his foot is bent down, number one, I can't bend my foot the way that Garrett was able to bend his foot there. I would say, like, the top of the foot and the lower part of the shin, I do think hit first. But then the top part of the shin comes down. And comes down out of bounds because it's right underneath the knee.
So you said the lower part touches down first. That right there is the rule. Now, if you want to tell me that you think the rule is silly and that the George Pickens touchdown should be a touchdown and they need to look at that and this one shouldn't be, then that's in the rules.
I just think a shin is a shin. There's not two shins.
No. It's any part of the body. You don't, just like the caller said. So if your left butt cheek hits, you're down. You don't need both butt cheeks to hit. If you have one elbow down, you don't need two elbows down.
Yeah, but if your butt cheek hits.
Oh, my God.
Let's say your butt cheek hits right at the line. That means half your butt is out and half your butt is in.
Depends what touches.
So that's what.
And if that's simultaneous, then it's out.
That's what I'm saying.
But it wasn't simultaneous.
Half the shin is out.
No,
half the shin is in.
It's not because the shin, the one part of the shin touches first.
But so the other part does touch out of bounds, right?
Yes.
So if you have your foot on the line and half of it's in, half of it's out, you're out.
That's a different, because the foot doesn't apply to this.
No, but I'm saying if it's a body part.
But the feet are different because the toe and the feet and 2 feet, that's the only thing you need two of is the foot. Everything else is a part of it.
But if part of it is out.
Stop! There's no winning this! These are the rules!
Okay.
It's been explained over and over and over again. There's no other take on this. None. If you dislike the rules, that's one thing. Both these calls were right!
I want to go back to nothing.
I'm legitimately worried that you guys are having this take. Like, I'm like, I feel like I'm in a Twilight Zone episode. Like, everybody gets stupid around you at the same time.
That's not just asking these guys inside.
Like, holy hell.
Did they have the same reaction I had when they overturned it? And all of them said yes, including Jerry.
Until I saw the replay. That's exactly what I said. And then I saw that replay this morning.
Okay.
Okay.
By the way, moment of the day brought to you by the family of Casamigos Tequilas, Añejo Blanco, Cristalino Reposado, Mezcal, and the new Casamigos Jalapeno, Casamigos Tequila, brought to you by those who drink it, reminding you to enjoy each moment of your day responsibly. Some other stuff from this game, please. God help us. This is...
But you brought it up.
Well, because it is... That's why I tried to say, forget the replay and all that. The catch is unbelievable. Here was Breece Hall. So he's going to... He was asked about not ranking, but when you look at this catch compared to Beckham's catch, is this better?
Oh, I don't know. Oh, that one was different. And it was like, it hit more to me because I was in like eighth grade when it happened. So it was like, yeah, it was crazy.
When you hear things like that, he was in eighth grade. Here was Aaron Rodgers. It was an awful first half, but came out with a purpose in the second.
Yeah, it was kind of season on the line there in the second half. Obviously, we wouldn't have been mathematically eliminated, but mentally, to go to 2-7 would have been real tough.
You think? Would have been lights out, you would think. Here's Davante Adams. So was it quiet at halftime with the way you guys were playing?
No, I mean, it was a lot of people. We came in here, and it was barking left and right, and I let one get away right before the half, so I had some guys coming up to me saying, look, man, we know what you're about, and, you know, get ready to go out there and make some more plays.
And they did, as they scored their points in the second half. Here was Sauce Gardner. It's almost like we're overlooking the defense, but the defense was a major part of this game as they sacked C.J. Stroud a whopping 8 times.
Oh, yeah. We were just trying to create the hitch. You know what I'm saying? Rushing coverage, that's what we always preaching. You know, so I feel like we did a pretty good job, man. You know, creating the hitches, letting the D-line go eat.
And they ate a lot of Stroud, who
fellas
says...
Fellas were eating, man.
Yeah, he got hit an awful lot last night.
I don't know what analogy I can use, but yeah, it's not easy. You know, a strong suit I think I have is being able to move minutely in the pocket, you know, having those micro movements and then, you know, keep my eyes on the field, being able to make plays. And, yeah, man, I know those guys up there are fighting. And
so with the win, the Jets 3-6, they'll be in Arizona next Sunday. This Sunday, Giants, Commanders, Malik Nabers, why Jaden Daniels has been so good so fast. They obviously played together, so he knows him quite well.
He's a winner. I mean, I don't see nothing different. I mean, he still is leading his team to victory. Still taking care of the football, so you know everything I know that he's been doing in my eyes.
In his eyes. Here is Daniels. So they beat the Giants first time around. Nabers had the huge drop in that game. Daniels expecting maybe a little bit of a different game this time.
Go out there and just still try to execute our plan. You know, obviously what we faced them in is going to be a different game. It's going to be different from week 2 to now. Obviously they've grown as a defense and a team.
And maybe their Giants kicker all. They'll have a kicker this time. Yeah, as opposed to the last
I know the Jets have played 9 games, so one more game than the Giants. But the Jets and Giants right now lead the league in sacks.
Yeah.
The Giants have 35 sacks, and the Jets have 31.
Doesn't Dexter Lawrence have like 8 of them? Something like that?
Yeah, but I mean, that's such a big part of the game, and yet both of them have losing records.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, maybe a bigger stat would be is always going to be the turnover differential.
And penalties.
Yeah. I mean, all the top teams in the league right now lead in turnover differential. That's the big thing.
And I'm just looking at it here on your screen. And most of the teams, other than the Cleveland Browns, when you go all the way down to what, 10, 11, 12, have winning records. All the rest of the teams that are in the top 10 or 12 of sacks, other than the Browns, Jets, and Giants have winning records.
And now you look at the turnover differential, and what do you see?
All winning teams.
All winning teams. Buffalo leads with a plus 11, Detroit plus 10, Pittsburgh plus 10, Green Bay plus 7, Chargers plus 6. They're all winning teams. The Vikings are plus, 49ers are plus, the Bears are plus.
What are the Giants? I don't feel like they give the ball away very much. They're not good. They don't score, but they don't give the ball away much.
The Giants are minus 3. And the Jets are minus 3.
Okay. Interesting. Colts-Vikings on Sunday Night Football. I got a couple here. I played this at 6:30. This is Anthony Richardson, who was benched in favor of Joe Flacco. First, Richardson's reaction when he heard the news.
It hurts. As a competitor, you know, definitely don't want to be told that, you know, you're not the guy anymore, you know, for the upcoming week, but... No, it's all good. I'm using this moment as an opportunity to grow and just learn from my mistakes.
And so with that, they asked Joe Flacco about what it must be like for Richardson. And he said clearly very difficult. And he kind of drew, not on his experience of being benched, but he was young in this league once too and is trying to kind of put himself in that spot.
If I was as young as he was, there's no chance I would have taken it the right way right off the bat.
But I do really believe there's a lot of positives. I mean, look, there's a bunch of guys around the league that haven't played right as they come in the league or have gotten second or third chances as they've kind of matured and grown a little bit. And I think there's a lot of advantages of being able to remove yourself a little bit and watch from a distance.
Like the guy they're playing, Sam Darnold.
And the difference between Anthony Richardson and me at that age is I cared and didn't take myself out of football games.
He cares. He cares. He's just... You know, there's so much to learn. He played very little football in college. I mean, and they threw him right in there. And he initially what ended up happening, getting hurt. He gets hurt. Same thing with Drake May. Gets hurt. Jaden Daniels gets hurt.
Well, he didn't miss a game, though, Jaden Daniels.
A couple of things from the baseball situation now that the season's over. I know you guys played this already. This was Joe Kelly talking about the fat Joe curse. I'm playing it to set up something else. This is the thing that's all over social media.
We were down 5-0. They put Fat Joe up on the board. I was like, oh, it's an easy dub now. You know, Fat Joe's the curse. And, you know, they started kicking the ball around and playing Yankee defense.
I didn't even notice.
He was on the Jumbotron.
Right before the
kicking
fifth.
The ball around.
I'm pretty sure, he was on the Jumbotron.
Yeah. I mean, so those quotes are everywhere. And then I almost got caught with this. I obviously realized it was fake. But it is funny how what we can manipulate now with artificial intelligence. This was Aaron Boone. Fake Aaron Boone talking about Fat Joe.
Bad Aaron Boone.
Yeah, well, you could call it that.
Bad team. Let's be honest. After that Fat Joe performance, how did you expect us to win? We had a serious meeting before the game, but I mean, once he started singing, we lost all competitiveness. Then the dumbass wants to go on the mound with boots on.
It's pretty close. Yeah. But but the thing about the real Aaron Boone's like,
that's true.
And then pausing, going,
that is very true. And then you wonder how people view the Yankees outside of New York. So I know one of Al's favorites is Chris Rose. You watch him with the NFL highlights every week. He works for Fox. He's apparently a Cleveland fan. So I guess this is his own podcast. He was talking about how, you know, Aaron Judge had a monster season, the big home runs in the postseason. Like, I get that you're upset, but can't you at least enjoy some of it? You should, at the very least.
It's okay to be disappointed. I was disappointed by the Guardians, but you know what? I wouldn't look at it as a failed season. And some people say, well, Rose, that's the difference between New York and Cleveland. You're a loser if you don't think that way.
Okay, fair enough. Then he gives you the examples why maybe you should think that way.
Well, I'm going to let you in on a few facts here, my friends. The last 24 seasons, the Yankees have exactly as many World Series championships as the mighty Washington Nationals, the mighty Angels, the mighty Marlins, the mighty Rangers. So you tell me, if you want to keep living in the past with the great teams of yesteryear, and I respect the hell out of the organization, but don't give me this crap. You guys are not the same.
He's kind of right. Well, they're good every year for sure, but they haven't won like they used to.
There's a lot of cowboy comparisons there.
Oh, absolutely,
you know?
Sure.
Just a lot.
Sure.
Huge brands, biggest brands in their respective sports, you know, had dynastic times in their history.
And always good.
Always good there in the mix, but just haven't won in a long time. Now, the Yankees do have 2009, where the Cowboys do not.
They've always been good since 1992, 93?
Who, the Yankees?
Yeah,
I think 94, I would say.
Yeah.
They started
Buck
coming out of
last
it.
Year.
95, yeah. They started coming out of 94, 95.
Right, so,
they were good.
Because they were not great. I mean, Don Mattingly teams were good, but they weren't great.
They were not great. No, he was great.
And before that, they were terrible.
They had some lean years, yeah, absolutely. So it is interesting, though, from a national personality who we all know. The Knicks are in Detroit tonight. Karl Anthony Towns, questionable sprained wrist. The Nets play in Chicago. That's on the Fan at 7:20. And all three local hockey teams in action tonight. You got the Rangers taking on the Senators, the Islanders in Buffalo, and the Devils visit Calgary.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer and Geo.
And the Boomer and Geo Friday football picks are brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook, America's number one sportsbook and the official sportsbook of WFAN. I know I had a 2-3 week. I really wanted the Giants to cover to have a 3-2 week. I'm not sure what you guys did. Oh, there we go.
Lost again.
Everybody again with a losing week. We have not had one of us have a winning week in a very long time. But Boomer's been 2-3 with me, I think, for like four straight weeks. So he is still three games behind, but he's a full 10 games under 500. I'm 18-22. I am four games under 500. Jerry, 1-4. 1-4. And I believe 12 games under 500 at 13-27. 11, 13-20.
Yeah, we had to make a correction.
an alert reader or listener, I'm sorry, sent to me and told me that I had one of Jerry's picks incorect in week 7, and I did double check, and he's correct.
So I'm 14-26.
Yeah, 14-26.
There are a lot of people out there that are protecting Jerry or want us to back off of Jerry.
And answering the question, yes, there is someone with more free time than Al.
All right. So, yes.
Embrace the suck, Jerry.
A miserable season, but 14-26 for Jerry. So let's get it turned around this week, Jerry. Huh?
All right. Here we go. Game number one, the Miami Dolphins in Orchard Park to take on the Bills. The Bills -5.5.
Wow, that's a lot of points. Tua's back. The defense for the Dolphins isn't very good. But I think that because it's not in December, that Miami will come up here. They know that their season's on the line. I'll take the 5.5 points in the Dolphins and Tua Tagovailoa.
Yeah, I really want to take the Dolphins in this one.
Then don't.
No, I really do, I said.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm not going to. Okay. I'm actually going to. I can't. They've played so bad. And I, it's true. When they go up there in December, it's like 2 degrees. They get 2 yards. But I just think maybe late touchdown. You know, they'll cap it at 3, and then late touchdown, Josh Allen makes it 10. Give me the Bills to cover this one. The Dolphins are having a miserable season.
I will take myself. I'm going to take the Bills because I know it's been warm. I don't know what it's going to be like on Sunday. To me, anything less than like 60 degrees for the Dolphins is never good for them. So let's see. If I go to Sunday, only 48 degrees in Buffalo. I will take the Bills -5.5. All right, game number two. The Denver Broncos, who stake their claim on defense, taking on the Baltimore Ravens. You said 5.5 was a lot. The Ravens -8.5 in this game.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Denver Broncos and the 8.5 points on this game, due in large part to the Denver Broncos defense. They are third ranked in the league, and I know with Deontay Johnson now added to this offense for the Baltimore Ravens and them coming off of a loss, you know, this could be a tough game for the Broncos to overall win it. But I think the defense and the way that Bo Nix has been playing and the lack of pass defense for Baltimore will give Denver an opportunity to keep the game within the amount of points. So I'm going to take Denver and the points.
Yeah, I don't think you can go from an easier game to a harder game. You'd have to come close. Broncos at home to the Panthers last week. Now going on the road to play the Baltimore Ravens. This is going to be a shock to their system. Bo Nix has been playing great in that environment, man. He's been playing like a veteran when he's a rookie, but I think they're going to get crushed. I think they end up losing by 2 touchdowns. The Ravens off this loss are going to be pissed off losing to the freaking Browns. They're going to come out with their best stuff. Give me the Ravens to cover the big number. Could be moving day here, Jerry. Boomer and I are against each other the first two games.
I know, and unfortunately for me, it ain't moving nothing because I'm with you on both of them, so I'm not going to make up any ground. But you couldn't have said it better. Everything you just laid out there, I will take Baltimore -8.5 as well. Game number three, the Cowboys in Atlanta against the Falcons. Atlanta -3.
All right, so we got Trayvon Diggs and Micah Parsons doing a podcast ranking their top 10 quarterbacks, and guess who's not in the top 10 in their eyes? Their own teammate. Their own teammate's not in the top 10.
I don't know if he was included in the whole thing.
Well, yeah, he's a quarterback in the NFL. How do you not put him as number one?
I think
because
he's a teammate. I think they were looking at other quarterbacks.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think there's problems down there in Dallas. You know it. I know it. We all feel it. Kirk Cousins is rolling again. I'm taking Atlanta and laying the 3.
Yeah, I'm taking Atlanta, too. You get to this point in the season, you just have these feelings about these teams and where they're going. The same way I feel about Miami, I feel about Dallas. I just don't see them getting right, especially not on the road against a pretty decent football team. So I'll take the Falcons as well.
So you are in touch with your feelings.
Oh, indeed. Always.
Yes.
Yeah.
Especially in regards to our picks.
No, without a doubt. You know me. I get feels about these things, man.
Yep.
And this is the feel around the Cowboys right now. Not a good one.
The only time they actually play well is on the road. So I will take the Cowboys +3. I know that's a shock to you guys. I got Dallas. All right. Game number four. Game of the week. Lions in Green Bay against the Packers at home. Green Bay getting 2.5.
All right, so Jordan Love is saying he's going to play. And Jordan Love's got a groin injury.
How close to the groin are the testicles?
They're right there, Jerry.
Yeah, I mean, you can get your...
And it all depends on if it's a cold day, they'll be a little bit closer than normal. Hmm. If it's a warm, hot day, then they're not going to be nearly as
connected,
close.
Like the shin and the foot?
You could have your ball sack on a hot day stick to your groin area.
Is one testicle that cold at 2 feet?
Sack, not if you have your ball sack under China's the underwear.
That is true, in the hammock.
Yeah. You know, what are we talking about now?
Testicles. This game.
Summer game. Penis.
Pull it together. Let's go.
I am going to lay the 2.5 points. I'm going to take the road favorite in this case. The Detroit Lions have been playing unbelievable offensive football. Now, I think their defense is subject, so this could be a very high-scoring game, maybe the highest-scoring game in the week during the week. So I'm going to take the Lions, and I'll lay the 2.5.
I'm going to take Green Bay at home. I think that the Lions are flying too high right now. I think there's games where they get humbled. I don't think they're going to get killed. I think this is going to be a close game. But a home dog in a matchup like this with the way that the Packers have been playing as well, it's not, I mean, the Lions have been playing better, but it's not like Green Bay is some slouch. I can't in a matchup like this take ignore the fact that there's a home dog here. So give me the Green Bay Packers.
I will take the Lions after what I saw Sunday. Was pretty remarkable. They didn't do much on offense, and they still scored 100 points.
That's tight.
I'm the number one defense in the NFL, too.
Yeah, that's true.
Although a lot of it was their defense. I'll take the Lions minus the 2.5. And then the Giants and Commanders in the game, well, in New Jersey. The Giants getting 3.5 points at home.
Daniel Jones usually plays good against the Washington Commanders. I'm taking Washington. they just can't score at home, man. Maybe they'll have a jet moment here and maybe they'll win the game. But I'm just taking Washington, just given the fact that whatever happens at home, it just doesn't happen well.
Yeah, this is one of those, another out of two out of the last 3 weeks, John Mara nightmare spot, where not only did he watch Saquon Barkley come back as a member of the Eagles and beat the piss out of his team, now you've got this team coming in who's all of a sudden turning it around with a young, energetic superstar at quarterback when he's got, you know, clunky dunky doofus as his quarterback for year 15 in a row.
Clunky dunky doofus.
That's right.
Clunky dunky doofus.
It's a little bit of a different scenario. These two teams, one on the way up, clunky, one on the way down.
Clunky doofus.
Commander! Give me the Commander.
This is my last time. I promise I'm never picking them again. Battle of field goals, Giants 15, Commanders 12. I think the way they played against them last time, the Bears last week gave that game away. They couldn't get in the end zone, and I think the Giants keep them out of the end zone. The Giants do what they love to do, kick field goals, and they'll win this game.
The quarterback.
And they're going to get after it just like they did the first time around, too. And they match up well with Washington all the time. Plus the 3.5 field goal game. I win field goal game either way.
Okay. Listen, the logic is there. I just feel like they're going to be able to throw the ball this week, especially when you got Terry McLaurin being guarded by Deontay Banks, who quits half the time.
Banking a lot on Burns and Dexter Lawrence to get
after. Yeah, they
got to
get there. All right. The Boomer and Geo Friday football picks are brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook, America's number one sportsbook and the official sportsbook of WFAN.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.